The Eagles beat the Cowboys last Thursday night in Philadelphia. So we thought now we would eavesdrop on Philadelphia All Sports Radio after the first big weekend of NFL football. Tyler, let's bring in the Touchdown Brothers and see what they're talking about. Hopefully they're talking about that Cowboys-Eagles game.
Look forward to talking again soon.
Okay, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
We'll see you later. I guess
we appreciate it.
That's the Sonny Dykes, the head football coach at TCU. Anthony?
Why are we talking to Sonny Dykes?
I swear to God.
After the Eagles stomped the Cowboys?
If you bring one more person on from Texas, let alone the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Calm down, Nick. Just calm down. Cut Anthony a little bit of slack, okay?
We got the National Football League.
Look, he messed up, okay? Leave the kid alone.
You're just saying that because he's your nephew.
Yeah, of course I'm saying it because look, my sister, she lost her husband, all right? I'm kind of a father figure to this kid.
Okay.
She's a single mother, okay?
Okay, but don't we deserve
a job?
He doesn't do his job.
Look, okay, the kid
is from Texas.
Yes, I agree. He's an idiot.
He's a moron.
Look, the kid is totally he's touched.
Look at him he's wearing a batting helmet.
Yeah, because my sister's scared he's gonna hurt his head.
It's plastic.
Knock it into some. Yeah.
It's a plastic helmet.
Of course.
And it looks like you got ice cream in it and just put it on your head.
Okay, he did. That's what happened. He got it. He got an ice cream in it. And then afterwards, he slapped it on his head.
He wears it every day.
Look, the kid can barely speak English, all right?
Then why
Cut
is
him
he
some a, slack.
Why is he a producer? That's
he hit
all
a button and it called Sonny Dykes. All right? That's what happened.
So we have to talk. They're playing Abilene Christian this week. How do you know who that is?
I don't know. Listen, you're listening to Jimmy Amendola, Tony Ragu, the Touchdown Brothers. Apparently, your source in Philadelphia for TCU news.
TCU football, I guess.
Anyway, thanks to last hour's guest, Calvin Watkins and EA Azad.
See what I mean? There's two more guys from Dallas Fort Worth that we had on.
I know it. Believe me.
That's stupid, Anthony.
The kid is an idiot, all right?
But we just keep putting up with it for some reason.
I know it. Okay, listen.
Here's what I want to talk about. All I know is the Eagles are 1-0, and the little cowgirls are 0-1.
I love it. I love it. And boy, that ceremony before the game. Oh, my God.
Man.
Them unveiling that banner. The eagle that flew across the stadium with Jerry Jones' hairpiece clutched in its talons, returning to the falconer. Hey, why do they call it a falconer? It's an eagle that's flying across, but the person who handles it's
Falcon's
a falconer.
Falcon's not in the same division.
It was so beautiful. And Nick Sirianni. Oh, my God.
Man, I always thought.
Oh, my God. The guy is nothing but class.
Total class.
Did you see where he spit on the Cowboy fans as he entered the stadium?
Yeah, I love
it. Total class move, not taking a dump on him.
And by the way, since when is spitting on the guy, the hot tour thing, when does that get you kicked out of a game?
I don't know. That's ridiculous. It shouldn't get you kicked out of a game.
And even without Jalen Carter, the Cowboys still couldn't beat the Eagles.
I know it. I thought that was a class move by Jalen Carter.
You know,
class move.
Total class, because Dak spit on him first, or at least
probably did. He was thinking about it.
He tried to, but the spit was incomplete.
Hey, couldn't hit its intended target.
You missed another target, Dak. Oh, my God. Hey, the Eagles are 1-0. The Cowboys 0-1. If you project that out over 17 weeks, that means the Cowboys are going to finish 17 games back.
That's so true. Oh, my God. You're making me laugh so hard. And don't get me laughing so hard. My doctor says that four of my five main arteries are like over 120% blocked right now.
Mid-season?
Yeah. You know, I have to hit my chest every once in a while to keep it going. But,
that's all right.
I'm just so tired of these quintuple bypasses.
Yeah, man.
It just drives me nuts.
They take the toll,
I'm on my 12th one. But anyway, we got to take some phone calls.
Yeah, because everyone's going crazy.
Everybody's wanting to talk about this
crazy
game. I've been going crazy.
Yeah.
All right, let's just randomly go to one of the calls that we have.
Where are we going?
Solid South Philly. You're on with the Touchdown Brothers.
Hey, how are you two guys doing?
Hey, that's
good, Sal.
Been better, but pretty good there, Sal.
Oh, Jerry Jones's trades Michael's Parsons.
Oh!
That's funnier than any of my jokes, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, they're crying about that one in Dallas.
Don't sell yourself short. You got a lot of good jokes there, Sal. You got a lot of good jokes there.
Hey, Jerry's. I'd ask you to give us some of your players, but you don't have anybody else we'd want.
Ain't that
He's
the
right.
truth?
He's right.
Bunch of scrubs. Not about a bunch of scrubs.
Hey, I got some cool stories for you two guys. My mother was in Miami's visiting her sisters over the weekends.
Yeah.
Oh, she got a lot of sisters?
She got a lot of asses.
She got 17 sisters in Miami's, and she was theirs, and they went to the Phillies game because the Phillies was theirs playing the Marlins.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. We're going to talk about that.
Well, get this. My mom's comes home with a home runs balls. She said that a Phillies player's hit it to her in her outfield seats, and she grabs it from some guy, and she brings it home for me. So I got the Phillies home runs ball.
Oh,
whoa,
man.
That was your mother?
That's your mom that took it from the guy who was going to give it to
a kid? That was your mother?
Well, yeah, I just told you the stories.
That's like
that's
everywhere.
Incredible.
Your mom's
this is
like a
big-time news.
She's like a villain in Texas,
she's
but a hero
like
up
a
here.
Viral.
What?
Yeah, she's gone viral.
Only viral.
Oh, maybe this is a big break for me. Maybe I can get some fames from this.
Yeah.
Maybe you think anyone wants to date the sons of an overbearing mother who lives in her basement?
What Philly gal wouldn't?
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, this is like all there is to choose from in Philly.
Okay, ladies, 888-787, whatever your numbers is.
Yeah.
I don't know that we want to do going to matchmaking.
Don't give
nothing,
it out over there, Sal.
Yeah.
Your mom's, man, she got some spirit to
her. Yeah, I tell you, I wouldn't mind taking a ride on that thing.
Whoa, it's Sal's mom.
I would love that, actually, because I love you two guys so much.
Oh, thank you, Sal.
Yeah, Sal.
Hey, man,
right,
that's so sweet of you.
Good to hear from you.
I got one quick question for you two guys.
Okay, what you got, Sal?
I think we have time. Go ahead.
Do the Marlins suck or what?
Whoa! Roasted!
All right, coming up next, Justin Montemayor joins us to promote his new ebook explaining why a sitcom star should be our next president. The book is called Stumping for Kevin James. The guest is Simply Monty. That's next on the Touchdown Brother.
God, that show. The volume of that show.
Their segments seem short.
Yeah, they do like 4 or 5 minute segments, something like that. Yeah, that's about enough. That's about all they can do.